Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome back to this masterclass on retiring from Goldman Sachs. In this track, we're going deep into perhaps my favorite topic of all time, the mind. And as soon as I said that, I felt like taking it back because it is true that this topic of the mind has become perhaps the most interesting topic to me, yet it still is only a vehicle for my most important topic of all time. How do you create the life you truly want? Really, what I'm trying to convey here is that a lot of my work is about the mind, going deep into the mind, mental conditioning, changing old patterns, creating new ones. And even though this topic in itself is really cool and fascinating, perhaps the most challenging thing that I've ever investigated, well, it's still only a vehicle for what I perceive matters most in all of our lives. How do you create the life you truly want? And so in this track, we're going deep into topics of the mind, and it's called Your Limitless Retiring Mind, because it mirrors a book that you can get off my website called Building Your Limitless Mind, which, like the movie Limitless, is a metaphor I love for the mind, which is, how do you truly open your mind? How do you unleash all of your potential? How do you dream up new possibilities? How do you become the person that you are destined to be? Not because you put your head down and worked hard and you looked up and wow, you're successful. Because you stepped back. You dreamed up what you truly want. You went deep into what does it take for you to unleash all of your capabilities, to do magical things in the world, and to go for what you truly want. See that this is absolutely fundamental in the topics that we've been talking about so far in this masterclass. If you find yourself stuck at that decision point, do you retire or not? Well, what's going on there? Is that decision in your job? Is it out in front of you on a piece of paper or on a computer screen? No! That decision is happening inside your head. And so, the only way that you navigate that choice is by aligning your mind with the process that we've evolved. So as we talked about in track two, looking back from having already made the decision, how do you feel? Because in that Einstein exercise, what did we do? But unlock more ways of seeing it. Unleash your mind and your imagination to see beyond that choice point and feel what it's like to have already made the decision. Opening up new ways of thinking, new ways of feeling. And the same is true in what we did in track three. That was all about dreaming and scheming, wasn't it? That often people can get stuck saying, well, do I do this or that? Do you retire or just stay in your job? Seems like that binary choice, doesn't it? When in fact, you have limitless choice around you. Staying in your job could be changing your role in so many ways within Goldman. And I have a number of clients who've done this, where they were thinking about retiring, and in the end, they came up with a new way to drive their career at the firm. It could mean anything else. So we get stuck saying, well, there's, I guess, three buckets of things I can do: nothing productive, or do something else full time, I guess, or do something part time, right? When we look at it limitless, we see, well, you can do anything that you can dream up. It doesn't mean it's easy. How do you make it happen? Begins with aligning your mind with your choices. If you look out at what someone like Hank or Corzine or Winkelried or Cole or our chameleon we keep coming back to, Rob Kaplan, has done. And you think, well, that's Rob. Rob can do stuff like that. You know, let's be realistic about what's possible for me. Boom, you've already failed, haven't you? No, forget being realistic. What do you want? If you can dream it, you can do it. What do you truly want? How do you unleash your mind for dreaming up your possibilities? On the flip side, you might say, hey, I don't want to do anything productive. I want to hang out with my kids. Or like Matt LaRue, I want to start a family. Great. But if your brain is gnawing away at you, well, you really need to do something productive, something that sounds impressive. Now that brain of yours is limiting you. Not in reaching for the sky, limiting you in doing what you want. So how do you get your mind around that? So no matter how you're looking at the choices in track three, what are the right buckets for you? What are your grandest visions? What's the roadmap? How do you see the glide path? What are those next steps? None of that's happening outside of you, is it? So even when you're looking at that map of the United States on the wall, that map might be outside of you, but all the decision-making is going on inside your head, isn't it? And so navigating the choice point, exploring your options, all comes back to how do you align your mind for making your best decisions, for going for what you truly want in this phase of your life. And see, what I would say is, that's the upside. That's the real powerful stuff. How you unleash your potential. But a lot of the time we're stuck somewhere else, aren't we? Like a number of retired partners have come to me. They'd already retired. I just don't feel how I want. Just doesn't feel like I expected it to feel. Yeah, I'm doing some cool things and I just feel like something is missing. So then we get into all sorts of messed up stuff. We say, well, I've got to be more grateful. I've got all this. I've got to be more grateful. Where I look out at the world and I see so many people with less than I have and I've just got to have more perspective. Guilt and shame and beating ourselves up even more. And none of it's our fault. Because the low bar here is perhaps the highest bar of all that nobody ever teaches us. How to feel as amazing as we can feel. And so it's not surprising that people retiring don't feel amazing every day. See, and this is the mistake our brains make that we're going to go deep into. You think that when you leave, those ways of feeling, that stress or overwhelm or things you're worried about, you think that just goes away. The mind is a muscle. It's a chemical factory. If you've used your body and mind a certain way for a long period of time, that is what it has become habituated to be. So this isn't about how do you get your mind right in retirement. This is about how do you condition yourself for thinking and feeling how you want to feel every day, including when you retire. And this, as you'll hear me say, might be the topic of topics for all humanity, not just for retiring from Goldman Sachs. Because as we're going into in this track, this is why even so many wealthy, successful, truly accomplished people will never be happy. Never be fulfilled. Now, I don't want to dive too deep into this fast, so let's just jump back to the top and I'll say, this might be the most important track in this program because it's not just about how do you navigate this decision to retire or not, or how do you explore your options. It's about going deep into your mind, understanding what's really going on in there. What are some of those things that can keep you stuck? What are some of the ways that you can keep playing in your mind to keep moving forward? And ultimately, how do you use your mind to dream up your most fantastical options. We talked about your grandest visions in the last track. Well, you can't have your grandest visions for your life as long as you're thinking, well, I don't really know what I'm capable of, and, well, I couldn't really do that thing, and, well, who am I to even think that that job would be available to me, and, yeah, I had all this success at Goldman, but I never ran the firm, and all these other people had a lot of success as well, and there's a lot of people out there with my skills. See, I'm just using one example of the way that we talk ourselves into limiting ourselves, don't we? That even so many highly successful people that you know are highly limited in their mind. They're limited in the ways that they think. Negative, pessimistic, fearful. They're limited in the perception of themselves, what they believe is truly possible for them. They're limited by what they perceive to be their capabilities and what they can achieve in the world. In this track, we're talking about being limitless. What does it really take at this point when you're thinking about retiring to get your mental house in order? To get rid of those obvious things that we've been talking about, like the negative stuff around retiring. You don't want to be carrying all that ugly baggage around, do you? About what it means for who you are, and now you're retired like that piece of equipment from the factory. Right, that's obvious you want to get rid of stuff like that. That's the first big idea on mindset that we're hitting. Beware of the retiring BS. The second topic is mental conditioning. Talking about how our brain's wired for working at Goldman can make it hard to go and live your life. See, we often overlook the real impact of working under constant stress, being sleep deprived, worried all the time, fearful about stuff. And as Lloyd put it, that culture of insecurity at Goldman, how many people feel truly secure? Even some of the biggest winners in the firm, some of the most successful people on Wall Street, how many of them feel secure, truly confident, accomplished, fulfilled? See, and if you don't feel this now, then when you leave, it won't magically change. That's mental conditioning. The third topic, now we turn our way to limitless scheming and dreaming. So once you discard with those limited ways of being, well, how do you unleash yourself for being limitless? Dream up what you truly want. Get your mind into that place where you have that type of optimism and belief and excitement and imagination to create it. Four, we go from these big topics, the big, big topics, to the massive topics, the existential topics. You know what I mean? Well, I just feel like leaving Goldman. It's my identity. Who am I now? Just got to find purpose. Yep, just got to find my purpose. When I find my purpose, yeah, then it would be all figured out. Yep. Looking to have more impact. Yep. I really want to do something that's meaningful. Something with great meaning. See, all these things sound smart in our world. Lots of people talk about them. Oh, yeah, they just sound like really good ideas. Identity. It's your identity. That's the problem. Meaning, passion, purpose. That's what you need. Yeah, you just got to go find your passion. Like you can go turn over a rock, shake a tree, draw up a chart. Oh, and suddenly your passion and purpose and meaning will fall out the bottom. These are massive, massive, massive topics that keep so many of us stuck in life to the point where very few of us actually figure out our passion, actually figure out our purpose, actually figure out what is truly meaningful to us, because we make the topic so massive, like identity. Identity is like looking at a basketball player who's now traded to a different team and they put on a different shirt. Is the person still the same? Is their identity totally different? You can see identity in such simple ways. Or you can make it big, massive, existential, impossible to solve. That's the fourth big, massive topic we're hitting in this track, and number five, oh, this is the topic of topics. The one thing that I perceive is most lacking for so many of us humans on the planet. How do we feel fulfilled? Really ask yourself, how many people feel truly fulfilled? See, and it's not just some wonky, self-helpy type topic. It's real serious. How many people retiring from Goldman feel fulfilled? So you spent how many decades building your career, doing all that, working all those hours, creating so much success, so much wealth, having so much impact on those around you, and how many people feel fulfilled? Truly, how many people feel fulfilled? And we perceive, right? This is the problem in the brain. We'll talk about the getting there program. We perceive, well, I don't feel fulfilled now, but when? Well, when I do that, or when I retire, or when I get this. This topic of fulfillment might be the topic of topics on the entire planet. We're going to talk about how you solve it. How you right now feel fulfilled. How the belief that, well, when I built my career, then I'll feel fulfilled. Okay, so how many people retiring from Goldman feel like they imagine they would at the start of their career? If they go all the way back in their minds to that person 30 years ago looking forward to their career and explain to them everything they've achieved, and then ask yourself, do you feel the way you imagined you would feel? Do you feel how you deserve to feel for everything you've done in your life? And if you don't now, how will you? When? And that when is now. Because in this track, we are going to hit these five big and massive topics on the mind. As we dive deep into these five big ideas for building your limitless retiring mind.